This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Fine dining. The search for the most mediocre restaurant in America is a podcast where Michael Ornelas is traveling the country, eating at all the chain restaurants in search of the perfectly average 5 out of 10 dining experience. The objective middle threshold of where bad becomes good. His most recent episode featured guests Marissa Pinson and John Glover as they review Costco's food court. It's a two-part episode that covers everything from discontinued menu items to how many hot dogs they could fit in their mouths. Head on over to linktree.com/fine dining podcast and click Bees giveaway to enter for an all-expense-paid trip to your local Applebee's. The current frontrunner for the most mediocre restaurant in America at a 5.02 out of 10 for you and up to three of your friends. And you can watch or listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Enter by May 1st and the winner will be announced on the May 8th Chipotle episode. Asterisk $50 will be provided for transportation along with a $200 Applebee's gift card.
Welcome to a Funny Feeling Podcast. I'm Betsy Sodaro.
And I'm Marcy Jarrow. This is a podcast where comedians tell us their paranormal experiences, and we listen to yours as well.
Oh, yeah. And if you have one of these paranormal experiences that you want to share with us, please email it to us at funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com.
Now get cozy.
And prepare yourself to be scared silly.
This is a Funny Feeling Podcast. Hello, Betsy.
Marcy, hello.
How is your day going so far?
Pretty good. I went to Winchester Mystery House.
Oh, damn. You know what? I thought we covered it, but we've talked about it and not
we
officially
have not?
Covered it.
Okay, I gotta officially cover it.
Officially cover
or
it?
Or we should go and do an episode there.
Yeah.
It would be really fun. It was cool.
I want to see it so badly.
Yeah.
Anything spooky,
Givey. It was really cool. There was a dude in my tour.
Hot or not? Not. She's saying not, but she's being nice.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
He not her taste.
Yeah. Yeah. but like they give a bunch of rules before, you know, like please do not touch anything. All this stuff. And he was just touching
this
everything.
This not hot guy. It was touching everything.
We were in the seance room, her seance room. And she's like, there are three ways to get out of this seance room. And one of the ways was a door that opens up and you fall into the servant's kitchen, like into the sink. And so they put a lot of windows into those doors so you could like
see
into
it.
He's
like, this is how you're going to fall.
And everybody's leaving, and this dude was always kind of the last one. And he starts just, like, trying so hard to open the door, like, just pulling on it and shaking it. And I was, like, kind of towards the end, too, and it's like, what the fuck? And the poor woman was like, sir, it's not gonna open. It's locked, so you can't fall through
because
to the sink.
Not hot guys like you do that all the time.
Marcy.
I don't know what he looks like.
I know. He was fine looking, but just
not hot enough and not
also,
smart enough to know that, like, don't.
That's not hot, man.
That's even if you are hot, that's not hot behavior.
That's not hot behavior at the Winchester Mystery
House.
No,
be respectful.
Yeah, it was that, like, kind of the whole tour is like, what's this dude's deal?
We always talk about respect on this podcast.
We got to.
You got to respect.
But anyways, it was really cool. We have to go back.
Where is it? How far?
San Jose.
Oh, okay.
So like 5 hours or so.
I mean, that's a fun, I always like that area anyway. It's
yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So
plan a little weekend.
Today we would read some stories from listeners.
Hell
and
yes.
Listen to some. So I'm gonna start it off. You
yeah,
ready?
I'm fucking ready.
So the title of this is Last Night! !
Oh shit. What's the date?
August 17th.
Okay.
So, okay.
Pretty recent.
Hi Marcy and Betsy.
Hello.
First, I want to say how much I enjoy your podcast.
Oh.
I actually also just emailed Cardition. That's my other podcast.
Oh, cool.
So I'm creeping all over my fave podcast. I wanted to send you this while it was still fresh in my mind.
Yes.
I've never really had what I would consider a paranormal experience, and I don't even have nightmares that often.
Uh-oh.
But last night I was dreaming about something dumb, and then the dream took a serious turn.
Oh, no.
There was a little girl in the dream who looks vaguely like a little girl who lives in the building I work in. She's about 4 years old. I was running after this girl when all of a sudden her head popped off her body.
No.
And started rolling like a soccer ball.
Ew.
I ran after this poor kid's head screaming until we got to a burned out car.
What the fuck?
I have no idea where we were, but it was probably somewhere in Philly. Her head stopped rolling and her body reappeared.
No.
And she proceeded to pull a chainsaw out of nowhere.
What the fuck?
And start throwing it at me.
What?
She was close to getting me with it when I woke up. When I woke up, I saw a bright green haze at the foot of my bed.
No.
That was shaped like a small person.
No. This is fucking wild.
It went immediately away, which left me wondering if I had seen it at all or if I was still dreaming. But I was 100% awake at this point. Just figured I would share. I've never seen anything like that before. And we've been in this house since November and haven't seen anything strange yet.
Oh.
Although I have felt an intense feeling of dread a couple times when our bedroom closet door was left open. I was also I was also very stoned when that happened. So yeah, I didn't take that feeling seriously.
Yeah, I have that feeling often when I'm stoned.
This is going to freak you out though.
Oh no.
There is a crawl space.
Oh, shit.
Or something in the ceiling of the closet that leads to what must be a tiny little room.
Ew.
There's a little square window on the side of the house in the spot above my closet. My husband said a lot of old houses have something like that. But all I could think is, that's where the bodies are.
Yep. That's where that little girl's head is.
Anyway, you're both so funny, and I wanted to share my sighting of a bizarre green thing with you.
Whoa.
Susie in Philly.
Susie. That's fucking scary.
Yes.
What did you watch right before going to bed, Susie?
I mean, it could be like, we've talked about it before, the hypnopopnik, whatever, or hypnagogic dreams that you have, where like the dream, like your body wakes up, but you're kind of halfway. But also like, what a
fucking crazy dream.
Of like, I hate when I have a nightmare.
I hate like, it'll affect you all day long sometimes.
Dang.
Like I've had some where I like where I get in a fight with one of my best friends in the dream that has never happened. But then all day I'm like, I think
we hate each other.
Is Mono mad at me? Is Drew mad at me? Like I've had dreams where I'm like screaming at Drew Tarver and then I wake up, I'm like, wait, I love Drew. Why would that happen?
Olive juice.
Olive juice?
If you mouth olive juice to someone, it looks like olive. I love you.
Oh.
Olive juice.
But you have to say, it looks like
olive juice.
Olive juice.
Olive juice.
Olive juice. It looks like you're like, I love you.
I love you.
Ooh, that's so spooky.
That was pretty damn scary.
Got in a feeling of dread when you're stoned. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
that's a lot of it for me.
Susie, I hope you don't have that again. I want your husband, make him go look in the little crawl space, though.
I hate that. Because every house has it. Does yours have a thing?
On the outside of our house.
Yes.
There's like an access door.
Yeah.
For the attic.
Ooh.
I never go up there.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to find a bunch of rats.
Also, whenever there's like little windows in houses, I'm like, a little child's going to pop their head out of that and it's going to be awful.
Yeah. And then we're all going to die.
Yeah. A little child or an old woman in a wedding dress.
Yeah.
Get that out of here.
The two least scary people in real life are the most
horrifying.
In scary town.
Yes. Big time. Oof. That was really good, Susie. Thank you for submitting. Let us know if anything happens in that house some more.
Yes.
Okay, I got one. You ready?
Go for it.
I gotta read the This, the subject of this one is great. It's Donkey Lady Bridge. Donkey Lady Bridge.
Donkey Lady Bridge. What is this?
Okay, let's see what Donkey Lady Bridge is. Hi, hey, ladies. First off, loving the podcast. It's such a fun thing to listen to on my way to work every morning. Thank you so much. Okay, so I live in San Antonio, Texas, home of the Alamo, which is, of course, haunted as fuck if you ever want to do an opening about that, but I'm not going to talk about that. Ooh, ooh, we'll do that because there's no basement in the Alamo, right? Remember Pee-wee?
I don't remember Pee-wee. I mean,
Pee-wee's Big Adventure is the greatest movie ever made.
In a long time.
Marcy, watch it. It's bad. It holds up. It's the best movie ever made.
Okay.
There's no basement in the Alamo, and they all start, it's the best. Okay. Oh, shit.
What?
I have something better, or at least I think so. We have lots of local folklore. Woo.
Hard to say.
That's like a theater warm-up. Lots of local fuck. We have lots of local folklore.
Lots of local folklore. Lots of vocal folklore. Oops.
It's tough, I said folklore. We're going to have a bad play this afternoon. Okay. We have lots of local folklore. And one of my favorite stories we have is of the donkey lady.
I love this so much.
Some say she's a ghost, while others say she's a living creature, half donkey and half human. The Donkey Lady Bridge is at the end of Jet Road before it runs into Apple White Road. She is said to live in these woods around the bridge and jump on your car, damaging it with her hooves if you park here too long. There are many stories on the internet about this San Antonio legend. Whether she's a ghost or a creature, the Donkey Lady story is scary.
Yeah.
I'll send some links about the story. I've driven down there, but nothing has ever happened to us while there, of course. But once you read about the legend, this is the creepy part. When I was in middle school, we would always talk about this during Halloween. And one time when we were discussing our local legends in school, and one of my friends was like, "Have you called the Donkey Lady yet? Have you called the Donkey Lady
like she's
yet?
Bloody Mary?"
Yeah, and I was like, "WTF? No." He then gave me a phone number to call.
Wait, on the
phone number.
Donkey
oh
Lady
God.
Has a little
900 number.
Burner phone?
Yeah. A burner phone. My parents just got rid of their burner phones. It's been good. They now know how to text with emojis.
Oh, cute.
Okay. He then gave me a phone number to call and said for us to call it on three-way so we can hear her. I was really intrigued. So as soon as we got home, I got on my VTech phone and made the call. I don't remember the number, but when we dialed it, someone picked up, but it was quiet. Then you would hear hooves like walking towards the phone, and then you would just hear them getting closer and louder, but then it sounded like it was jumping around, and then the screaming started. Like donkey screams mixed with lady screams, and then it would just hang up.
Oh.
Have you seen Annihilation? I feel I've talked about
it. No.
There's a good part. But donkey screams mixed with lady screams.
No.
That's just lady screams.
Mixing.
Oh, was I being a donkey?
It. Yeah. Unless you can do both.
Pretty good, right?
Yep. Great.
Oh God, my voice is toast. We called it again and it was the exact same thing, so we knew it was a recording, but still it was really well done.
That's
creepy.
So funny.
Recording. It gave us some websites to Donkey
I
Lady.
Have a question though. Is she just a female donkey, or she's a lady?
I think half lady, half donkey.
Like a minotaur?
I don't know. Or is she like a pan? And has donkey bottom, lady top.
Oh, that, or funnier if she has lady bottom, donkey top.
Donkey top. That would be awesome. Lady Bottom Donkey Top. We also have haunted railroad tracks where a bus of dead children will push your car out of the way if you stop the car and put it in neutral on
every
the tracks. Goddamn, a bus of dead children. That's so spooky.
But they're helpful. They're trying to earn their badges for community service.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, that has since been debunked, but lots of people still believe it's real. I've driven on it, and yes, the car does move over the tracks and out of the way all on its own as it appears to drive uphill, which is what trips everyone out.
Crazy.
San Antonio. I like the city of San Antonio committing so hard to an urban legend where they're like, let's make a good recording.
Eeyaw.
Ah, that's good. Eeyaw. Eee. That's awesome. I want that phone number so bad.
God, I
want
to call Donkey Lady so bad.
You think
bad.
It's on there? You think we can find it?
Yeah, let's look. Should we call the phone number now
so
on air?
Okay, so we found the phone number. Donkey Lady Bridge.
Okay, I think... Wait, hold on.
Yeah, we have to call it.
I'm going to call it, right? Oh! Is that noise bad? Sorry.
No, it's fine. Okay. It'll be worth it. Sorry, listeners. It'll be worth it. Oh, here we go.
Okay.
The wireless customer you are calling is not available. Please try again later.
Damn it.
It's a wireless customer, though?
Damn it.
Wow. Wow. Well, what a disappointment. Okay. Sorry, Donkey Lady. Her phone got disconnected.
Donkey Lady. Oh, my God.
That's so funny, though.
Oh, God.
Do we have time for one more, Betsy?
Yeah, I think so.
Are you looking up Donkey Lady?
I'm into Donkey Lady.
I mean, she seems fun.
Man.
But if you're ready, let me know. I got another
one. I'm ready.
All right.
Are we listening to one?
Yeah, we're going to listen to one.
Oh, yeah. Well, what a bummer. But thank you for letting us know about Donkey Lady. We got to go to San Antonio. Do an episode of the Alamo Donkey Lady.
Go to the basement of the Alamo.
There's no basement in the Alamo.
I was setting you up.
Hi, Betsy. Hi, Marcy.
Thank you.
So I've never had anything happen to me, but in college, I knew this guy named Hatcher, and he would always tell us stories about his grandparents' cabin in the woods in San Antonio, Texas. And I don't know if y'all know the story about the kids who were like in a bus that stalled on some railroad tracks in San Antonio. But the legend is that if you go to that railroad track and put your car in neutral, the ghosts of those children who were killed will push your car off the railroad tracks. And it's an uphill, I guess, incline off the tracks. So it's not like your car can just roll by itself. It needs a push. So anyway, this guy has, his grandparents have a cabin in the woods up there. And he would go stay with them some summers. And he said that one year he was in like this loft type of a room, because I guess they didn't have room in his normal room. So they put him in this loft, and something about it was freaking him out. I think something about the closet. Anyway, he shut the closet door and it opened up. Now, you know, it could have been faulty foundation, but he got up, shut the door, locked it. He heard the door unlock and open itself again. So he ran downstairs and was like, there's something up there. Something's weird happening. They were like, okay, kid, here's a brick. Put it in front of the closet and it's problem solved. So he does that. He puts the brick in front of the closet and shuts the closet. He later hears the brick slide across the floor. And at that point, he is so scared. He runs down and he goes, Mom, something is up there. So she's like, all right. So they grab a cinder block from, I guess, out in the crawl space and put that in front of the closet door and then put the brick on top of it. And the mom stays up there. She sits in the rocking chair in the corner of the room and is watching the closet as best she can in the dark. Until they hear again the cinder block being dragged across the floor. So the mom's like, okay, I know what to do. And she grabs a Bible and shuts the door and puts it in front of the closet door. And she's like, all right, y'all shouldn't have any problems now. And he didn't. The rest of the time he was there, that closet door stayed shut. But that's not the only thing that's happened in that house. I guess there's this woman ghost. I don't know if she's like a mourning mom who lost her baby or if she's just a particularly protective ghost, but she would hang out in the nursery where, like, you know, I guess the new babies of the family would stay during that summer, and she would watch them at night. Like, the parents would like go in and she'd be there and like, nope, I got this. They're like, okay. But you know, at the end of the summer, people got to go home, you know, it's end of the summer. So they bring their babies with them, obviously. And the ghost mom didn't take too kindly to that. She was known to open cabinets and drawers randomly, or maybe it was someone being irresponsible and blaming it on ghost mom. I don't know. But apparently when they were all getting ready to leave and taking the babies with them, she just threw a tantrum. She was opening and slamming the cabinets, opening and slamming the drawers, just full on chaos, until one of the aunts walked in holding a Bible, of course, over her head. She goes, "My God says you need to stop." And everything went still. Now, I don't know if they still go to this cabin, if they sold it or what, but I just know that he would always tell stories about his grandparents' hella haunted cabin in the woods. And it kind of made me wonder, like, would any religious text work to keep a ghost at bay, or does it have to be the Bible? I don't know. But, yeah, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Grandparents' Hella Haunted House. I would watch that series.
Now, you know that I did choose this because the title was
say?
Ghost Stories from San Antonio,
oh.
But I didn't know all the other stuff.
Oh, wow. That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was freaky. Crazy. That brick, that is so good.
Also, it's just like, Mom, don't get me another brick.
Yeah, Mom, let me just
please
not stay in this loft.
Let's pull the mattress down in
the
living room.
I'll sleep on the damn couch. I don't care. Ew, but Mama Ghost.
Mama Ghost, that's my baby.
That's like the movie Mama.
Yeah, which was,
oh my God,
pretty spooky.
I loved it. It was so good. We got to go to San Antonio.
Yeah.
Have you ever been?
No.
I went once for a Torco.
Was it fun?
It was cool.
I
didn't
go.
Have any time to do anything. You know,
you never do.
You
right?
never do.
Ugh,
you stand, do some comedy.
You
got to get out of there.
You got to go home.
They got to get out of there.
These are really great,
These
you
are
guys.
Awesome.
Please.
Keep sending them.
Send us more.
They're so good.
Send us any old spooky story you got.
We love it so much.
Send it to funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com.
Yeah. And thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Please review, rate, subscribe, tell your friends, all that stuff.
Yeah. Get spooky, guys.
Oh my God. Those were really good.
Those are cool. Thanks,
Ooh.
Guys. We are so excited for our guest. Betsy's gonna throw up.
Oh yeah.
She's a comedian, producer, storyteller. I think Moth Grand Slam finalist.
Ooh. I mean, that's not true. But close.
Finalist.
No, story slam. Story slam, not the
story
grand slam.
Story slam.
I don't want the moth to be like,
finalist.
She's a liar.
I'm just predicting.
She created Moth.
The
Mothman
prophecy. Marie Lively.
Thanks for having me.
Oh my
guys.
God. Thanks for coming on.
This is so exciting.
Yeah.
We were at lunch and you're like, I have a ghost story, but I'm not going to tell you anything until
I tried
we're on the
to tell you and you
podcast.
Were like, don't tell
oh,
me.
Okay. I thought you were taking the lead. Okay. Good.
I was going to, but then I could see you were like, wait, I don't want to know. I want to be surprised.
We got to save it.
In her head. No,
we
no,
gotta
no,
save
no,
it.
No.
Please save it. I'm so excited you're here.
Thanks. I'm excited
oh
to be here.
God.
And it's like spooky
it's
October.
Spooky time.
Spooky hot October.
Are you a big Halloween head?
I love Halloween, but
okay.
mostly I love it to see like, what kind of costume I can make from whatever's in my garage.
Yes.
I'm a big, like, make my own costume, hot glue
Do
gun.
Do you know what you're going to be
this year?
Year
I have not thought about it at
okay.
all, which is even worse because that means, like, it's going to be super crazy because I haven't even thought about it.
I will say, I think, when I think of Marie, I think of someone who really goes all in.
Yes, 100%.
For sure.
Like, one year
she's
I was
on board.
Princess Carolyn from BoJack Horseman.
Yes.
And I put pink latex all over my whole face and neck.
Oh my God.
And yes. Actually met Will Arnett that night because he was at a party and he was wearing the BoJack Horseman head.
Yeah. That's funny.
Good
for he was him. Like, good costume. I was like, oh my God.
Thank you, you too. Oh my God.
He's the tallest, deepest voice
it
man.
It was incredible.
He's the best.
He's like a hunk.
He is. He took off that horse head and I was like, why would you ever cover that beautiful face?
He's fucking hot.
Yeah.
Okay. So, we always start by asking our guests, what, if anything, do you believe about the paranormal?
I kind of feel like the paranormal and like psychic kind of go in hand, like mm-hmm. my whole life. When I was a kid, I used to be like, Mom, the phone's ringing, and then the phone would ring.
What the fuck?
Like,
really?
When I was five, six, seven, like it happened for years, and then it kind of went away. But what? I would be like, and then my grandma would tell me stories about how like she knew things that had just happened, and then someone would give her the news, like some kids in the neighborhood died, and she was like, oh, I already knew that.
Oh, my God.
Like, banana stuff. So I was like, okay, when I was little, I was like, I believe in this stuff.
Yeah.
And I was really into, like, I don't know, like, just funny feelings and, like, orbs and, like, things in pictures and... And I don't know. So I've kind of always believed that they were there and that there's something else. And,
right.
Whenever I walk by streetlights, they go off or on. I think that's just an energy thing, but still, I think they all exist in the same world. Like if you, like it, one will turn on or one will turn off, but it'll only happen in spurts. Like 6 months it'll happen and then it won't happen for like three months.
For a while.
Wow. So I don't know what that's about.
Is there ever any, like,
oops, she's dead.
Like, during those 6 months, are you going through, like, has there ever been kind of a specific thing you're like, oh, where I've been either more open or...
Yeah, it's usually when I need like a hug. Like it's usually during the times in my life when I'm like, I'm a piece of shit. Like nobody loves me.
God.
And then like that will happen and I'll be like, all right, well, the universe thinks I'm here.
Yeah.
But really it could just be like major coincidence, but it happens all over the
Holy
place. Like
shit.
Different. If I'm visiting someone, like I just notice it. Like if I... And it could just be that I'm looking at the light at the time that it turns on. But they're like the street lights.
Yeah.
Like, it happens all the time. And you know what? It might happen to a lot of people. Like now that I've mentioned it, maybe check it out and it might I don't know.
Yeah.
But
and they're like, oh, they're supposed to go off when people are in the neighborhood so that you get a dangerous experience.
Yeah.
We want you to be fucking scared.
But, but I'm like, oh, when it goes off, I'm like, oh, it doesn't, like, I'm bad. Or when it goes on, I'm like, oh, there's a light for me. Like, I'm such a weirdo. I'm like,
maybe you're just draining it of its energy, though, because you need a hug. And it's like, here, take my light.
I do. I have a lot of energy in life. So I feel like, well, maybe it's just like a electrical
you do.
Thing.
Like, I really do think of you as someone who's like vibrating. At an intense level.
Yeah, no, that's that's what I tell so I tell my psychiatrist. I'm like, oh God, there's a vibrations everywhere.
They're like, oh shit, we're gonna hospitalize you.
I got vibrating everywhere.
Do you believe in aliens?
I do, but I don't believe in them as much as I believe in ghosts because I haven't seen or been around any weird alien activity.
Okay.
So I'm a big, like, gotta see it for myself.
Yes.
Right. Thing.
I sort of just don't care as much about aliens.
I just feel like if aliens are there,
cool.
Great. Like, what, we can both coexist. Like, I don't think they need to come get us or eat us or use our resources. We're already fucking it all up.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be like, we liked that planet at first, but you guys fucking trashed
totally.
It.
Totally. Like, we were cool with, like, trees and oxygen, but, like, negative.
Yes, fucked it up.
It's sad. It's scary, man. I'm freaking out.
Yeah, no.
Oh, my God.
Will Arnett.
Will Arnett. You know, I will say about global warming,
Will
and it is very scary and real.
Good. I thought you were going to be like, I don't believe it.
What? No, my dad doesn't, though. He's like, it's naturally occurring. I'm like, you're crazy, Daryl.
Oh, God, Daryl.
He knows better. He just likes to antagonize me.
Yeah, he's pushing your buttons for sure.
I have an uncle like that.
I do, too.
But I do think there's a possibility that civilization will really peter out. And then, good, the animals get to take over and it'll get nicer again.
I mean, hopefully, if there's something for them to eat.
I think the some will survive. I mean, something will. I think a lot won't. But is that like a terrible way to be like, ugh, you know, we're junking it up. like we get two more generations and shut it down.
Shut it down.
And then the people, and then like so a few people remain and they get cool ghost world.
Oh my God.
I see, that's the other thing I believe. Abandoned. I believe that I'm going to live to be 140.
You think you're going to live to be 140?
I
really,
I mean, I probably won't because I mean, I definitely science. Like drank and smoked too much. But I really think like right now I feel like I'm 15. Like I feel like my body is like, hey, oh, you're like, and I'm not. I'm like almost 40.
You're like 75.
Yeah. Right? And it's just really good moisturizer. But I think like, oh, I'm definitely going to live to at least be 100. Because all my grandparents lived to be like 98.
Aches and pains and
no,
stuff?
No, not at all.
Oh my God. Shit.
No,
that's
I don't.
That's awesome.
Yeah, like I mean, I get hungover easier.
Yeah.
But I don't drink as much anymore.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, all right.
Yeah. Oh my
that's
God.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Hey. So we'll see.
I hope you do live to be 140.
Me too. I think it would be so cool.
And that way you can help rebuild the civilization. Uh-huh.
I'm so scared. I'm done at 51.
No. I'm ready. I'm ready.
You say that, but like. I don't like you putting that out there so much.
I won't. It's a joke.
You can come, you know, I just want to like, yeah, I would be down with like repopulating civilization. Okay. I mean, I wouldn't be able to at 100.
Maybe you could.
Maybe, but I feel technology, like science-wise, you might be able to.
I could definitely like have a big like foster house and be like, okay, all you kids.
And you'll have all your nannies.
All my nannies.
In the shower. I don't know why.
Okay, nannies first, then the children. That's how it goes.
Nannies, put a child on each hip, take a shower with them.
We are on water conservation mode.
Yes. I just say when I just want to clarify, I don't want the world to end. I just feel like the animals are so good that let them have a
let them have it. Let them have it.
I know. I would like that as well. I would like that.
I love the animals.
I want to live with amongst the animals. Can I just have an elephant in my house?
Yes.
Please.
A baby one.
A baby. Uh-huh.
Yeah. That'd
be so good.
Oh my God. I want to cry thinking about it.
A baby elephant.
A baby.
But you'd have, there'd be so much like elephant shit.
Oh my God.
I'd have to buy
Mono
so much
would never
food.
Clean it up.
No.
No, Mono would never clean up that elephant
Just get the bunk
shit.
Bed for Mono and the elephant.
Oh, cute.
But Mono's
the elephant
on the bottom.
Gets on top.
He uses the trunk.
And then he just like shits off the bed and it falls on Mono.
Hey, Mono, we have big plans for you.
Get ready, Mono.
Okay, God. So no, aliens less.
Do you
ghosts
go to more.
Psychics?
I don't. Okay. I don't go to psychics because I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Like I feel like if I know I'm going to make it happen or something, like I'm not really into that. But I do go. I have gone to like palm readers, which is I think okay because it's like, well, that's there.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you can just say whatever you want about some lines in my hand.
Right.
But I do like that kind of stuff because it's a little more vague.
Yeah.
Than like
a lot of psychics I've been to don't really tell the future. They just kind of tell like what you're about, I guess.
Right, like your personality and like what you're doing. And I'm like, yeah, well, you can just tell it when I sit down and vibrate all over you.
Yeah.
Or like by the clothes I'm wearing.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like dressed and like you're in YM magazine from Delia's catalog. Like, you have a real young spirit. Okay. You're like, I know.
You like, feel like you're 15.
I haven't been shopping since I was 18.
I'm so young.
Oh, yeah.
Should we take a quick break real quick?
Let's take a quick break real quick.
That way I can burp.
Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about, I don't know, like 5 different subscriptions. I could not believe when they showed me how many I was paying for each month. And they tell me when something's coming up, too. What a shocker. Between streaming services, fitness apps, and delivery services, it's never ending. And thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I've forgotten about. And, you know, I've been trying to save money. And it seems like my bank account, it was stuck. So I gave Rocket Money a try, and it turns out that I was paying for a bunch of stuff that I didn't need. And Rocket Money helped me cancel some of those. And now I'm finally starting to see my account balance going up again. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of expenses. I can see all my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. I love how the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/funnyfeeling. That's rocketmoney.com/funnyfeeling. rocketmoney.com/funnyfeeling. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years now. I go every single week. I don't even ever want to miss a week because it's so important for keeping me on track, especially during times where things are kind of tough, you know? It's really good to have a therapist you trust as a sounding board. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/afunnyfeeling today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/afunnyfeeling. And we are back. Marie was telling us on our quick little break Betsy asked if any psychic things still happen. And you said,
not really, except for when I'm on mushrooms. But then I'm like, is it real?
Or
but
is it?
It is. Because I just feel like mushrooms make me more tapped into the world. Like the other dimension. Yeah. Like you can see the air and stuff. Like, I don't know. I'm a big believer.
You're a big
that mushrooms
mushroom
are,
head.
I love them. I think that, I mean, I try not to, I don't like do them a lot because I want to keep my brain somewhat whole, but I don't even know if they do that.
I don't know if they do.
But I was at a desert rave a couple weeks ago. I swear I'm not this person. It's the first and only desert rave that I've ever been to. But and I checked off my list, done. But
not going back.
No, I'm good. Like, I'm totally good.
I mean, I see a lot of glow sticks peeking out of your pocket.
Well, that's just, you know, I have been wearing the same clothes ever since.
Yeah, I just love
very
that weekend.
Dusty.
And we like, it was like 24 hours of drum, 48 hours of drum and bass. So I walked down the first night, and my boyfriend and I, we ate a little bit of mushrooms, and we like walked down to the pit where the DJ, and it was, I guess, the dark set or whatever, like all the music was really dark and everyone had like masks on and like everyone was like super like and we like were wearing like our like, you know, Patagonia jackets. We're like la 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 and like our camelbacks.
Like, and we walked,
and immediately I like walked, when we walked down this like thing, I was like, babe, something feels off, like there's something not good here. And he was like, you're just tripping. And I was like, yeah, but like, I don't know. And when we walked down into the pit, it was like a bunch of just like dark people, whoa, like dark souls. And they all had their faces covered. And like, it was almost like I felt like they were like, you know,
ew,
like, because I was like walking in like, yay, like, yeah. I want to listen to the DJs.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to dance.
Yeah.
But like immediately when we walked down there, it was like, you know when you see like Exorcist movies and they put the like the drop of water on the demon and it's like,
yeah,
it felt like that, and they all scattered and like a bunch of them left, which doesn't, I mean, like, it was weird because I don't really have a dark, I mean, I have a dark side, but not like a dark side.
Yeah, your dark side is like, oops, Marie's eating a plate of hot dogs at a party. Wait.
You guys, I accidentally stole a corn dog yesterday.
Am I psychic?
Corn dog?
Am I psychic?
You are psychic.
I was at the store.
Sounding less like an accident already.
And I was starving and I was like shopping and I got a corn dog and I like, it was in the bag and I was walking around eating a corn dog, like buying kale and stuff, yeah. You know? And I like got done and I threw the bag away and I like, and I got in the car and I was like, oh, I stole the corn dog.
Wait, what store has cooked corn dogs?
Gelson's, yeah.
I was like buying like $7 raisin crackers and like eating a corn dog.
My sister and I used to do that with the candy, like in our grocery store growing up. Oh, yeah. You know, they had this glass candy.
And they'd weigh it.
And so we would fill up a bag and just be eating it, walking around the store and then leave.
Yeah.
And then go to the movies.
Yeah, it's like, okay. But I almost went back inside, but I didn't.
Yeah, no way, man.
You know, Gelson's is one of our biggest fans.
Well, I didn't want to have to dig through the trash and be like, here's my...
I ate a corn dog walking.
I ate a raw corn dog.
I frozen corn dog.
It was cooked. It was delicious.
So you have some paranormal experiences.
I do.
Let's jump in.
Oh, my God.
And then we'll come back to corn dogs.
Yeah, I get to talk about corn dogs all
me
day.
Me too. I love them. It's like the longest line at Disneyland, and I'll stand there.
Oh, they're so good.
They're so good. Oh, yes. Yeah. You got to go first thing.
You
That's
introduced
your breakfast.
Me to Like, I had never had them until I went with you.
You know, Chris Kelly introduced me to them because he took a bunch of us to, like, as a thank you for flying out to LA, took a bunch of us to Disneyland.
Oh.
And then he's like, we have to do corn dogs.
They're the best.
And
they're
like,
so
truly
good.
The best.
They're so good.
God.
Yeah. Shit. Yeah, no, this might start on a sad note, but I promise you it's like a paranormal thing. But okay. When I was younger, I was dating somebody and they like passed away really quickly. They had an enlarged heart and they like passed away on the basketball court. And it's like when you're like 22, 23 and you're like, this doesn't happen. So
yeah,
you're just like, okay, whatever. That's insane. It was a crazy time in my life, but his mom is very like Christian woman. She's very spiritual. And she was like, I just want to like have him in a dream. I just want to talk to him. I just want to. And I was like, yeah, that would be great. And I was a live-in nanny at the time.
Oh, shit. On the other side of the house.
Literally downstairs.
Whoa.
Which was great because I didn't have a car or a place to live, so it worked out perfectly.
Yeah, there you go.
And I was, the kids would go to school and I would like clean and cook and stuff like that, but I was, I want to take a nap that day. So I like laid on the couch and it was around like 3:30 p.m. And the light was kind of like, you know, that like, I don't know, in the backyard, the sun wasn't coming. And I was about to fall asleep and I was laying on the couch and all of a sudden the toilet slammed, like the toilet lid like slammed. And it was really loud. It was as if like someone just like slammed the toilet lid.
Yeah.
And so I went to sit up and I couldn't move. And all of a sudden it was like, ooh, like the room became super heavy. I couldn't move. It felt like the air was pushing me down into the couch and I couldn't open my eyes.
Ew,
and I was like paralyzed, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, people talk about sleep paralysis and how it's a scientific thing. I'm like, whatever, believe that. This is what happened to me. And I'm like, I'm like, you done. And I was like, oh, what? And I couldn't. And I was like, you know, like really struggling.
Shit.
And then all of a sudden I felt like a depression in the couch next to me.
Oh, no.
Like, and I was like, and I could feel like just someone sitting down. And at first I was like really nervous, but then all of a sudden I was fine. And, my eyes weren't open, but I could see, and like, I could see all of the light and I could see his outline. And he was like, hey babe, what's up? And I was like, oh my gosh, are you okay? And he goes, I'm fine. You know, I hope you're okay. You're so beautiful. I love you. And I was like, I just want to see you. I just want to hug you. Oh. And he was like, you know, and then I kept trying. I was like, Ryan, I just wanted to. And I kept like trying to like see him.
Oh.
And then I kept just trying to open my eyes.
Yeah.
And finally, like I just was able to just spring my eyes open and everything just lifted and it was gone. And the room was like, it was like someone let the air out of a balloon.
Whoa.
And I was like, oh,
oh my God.
Immediately.
God.
Like,
start sobbing.
Like running, I ran to the bathroom. The toilet was down. Like it was, and I don't know if it was down before, but it was.
Oh my God.
It was insane, and I was like, "Go!"
Did you like talk to his mom then?
I did. She was so upset that
that it happened to you.
She was like, "What? I don't understand." understand. Why would he come see you and not come see me? And I was like,
well,
I don't
you
think
went
that-
in bragging too. You're like, hey,
yes, he's doing good. He looks great.
Yeah. He came over, he took a leak, and then he sat down next to me.
So it was like, after that, I mean, I pretty much believe, but after that, I was like, 100%, this yes. is a real thing. Because it was only like a week after he had passed, too. It wasn't that long.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't that long after he had passed. And it's like right when, like right before, like, yeah, like it was, you know, that's the time I feel like when I always feel something is like, not like, oh, 10 years ago, my grandpa died and I saw, but like when my grandma died, I was in California and she was in St. Louis.
Yeah.
And I had talked to her like the week before and she was like, we knew she was going to pass. She was passing at home. And I was at a bar and I went into the bathroom and I heard Marie in the bathroom.
What?
And I was like, grandma? And then my mom called me the next morning and told me that she had passed away that night.
Oh my God.
So like, it's like that's right when wild. They're like going over or whatever. I don't know.
Whoa.
Yeah. That was nuts. So
the, in
it's
the
like,
bar.
In the bar bathroom. And like, I don't even, it was some like stupid bar, like bar stupid bitch
bar.
Or whatever that bar's called.
I love stupid bar. They do not know how to pour a beer.
They're so dumb. They're
like, I got the glass upside down.
Sorry.
Why don't you just come back here and stick your head under the nozzle?
Oh my God.
So yeah, it was, and I was like, am I drunk? And I was like, yes, but not
but
that
also
drunk.
Like, oh
yeah,
yeah. Also, whoa. Like I don't hallucinate when I'm drunk.
No, me neither. And I wasn't. I, you know,
you guys don't.
No, nah, dude, we're straight.
Yeah. So it's. I think it's like kind of the same thing as like the moments, like the telephone and all that. It's like the moments right before or the moments when it's gonna happen.
Yep.
That's
oh
really
my
wild.
God.
Yeah, I super believe in it though.
Yeah.
Like the Queen Mary. Have you guys gone into the changing rooms at the Queen Mary?
No. We've been trying to figure out a time to go to the Queen Mary.
God, I'd love to go.
Yeah.
Peek at some people changing.
Did you feel it? Like,
felt it all. It was like the same type of like, you feel like you're being pressed in from the outside of your body in.
See, I feel I would have a fucking panic attack if
I
started feeling
that.
But then
you just have to like be like, I'm not here to hurt you. I'm okay. And then if it starts feeling really bad, like the wooks at the
That is so insane that like two people in Patagonia outfits like scared them away so bad they scattered.
It's good versus evil, man.
I was like, guys, this is your world.
It's like, we were gonna pass you a joint, but like we're just coming down to check it out. And you guys are like,
oh shit, someone's parents came.
Bail.
Oh fuck, it's Brad's mom.
Straight up. I was like, had a fanny pack on and a camel back.
Like, that is, oh my God.
Oh, the hippies came.
Yep.
Like, this is not their set. Oh my God.
So is that like the extent of your experience?
Pretty much. I mean, I've had some other experiences that are minor and through like other people, but not really like my own.
Right.
Oh my God.
That's so really crazy though. Like especially like people coming to visit you.
I like those positive ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so
that's
positive.
So
it wasn't scary. I mean, it was scary because I couldn't move or open my eyes.
Yeah.
But it was weird because I could see his outline and I could see the features of his face, but it was like he was lit up.
Yeah.
That's a big glowing ball.
I think like, you know, Betsy just said, I like it because it's positive. I think that most things, even if they're scary, are positive. Like, I don't think like...
I do like that.
Yeah, I don't think the world is...
we've talked about that.
I don't think the world is full of like a bunch of nasty things trying to like, I'm unsettled ghosts and I want to ruin your life. No, I just think they're like, oh, I'm someone who like is attached to you or this home and like, I want to show you that I'm around.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I've felt like, you know, like ghosts in place. Like I used to house sit a lot and I'd be like, something's weird here.
Yeah.
And sometimes if I was like really nervous, I would walk around and be like, I'm here. I'm chill. What's up? And they'd be like, nothing.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, this girl's crazy.
Oh my God.
People have cameras. They're like, Marie's a crazy house sitter.
She's good at house sitting, but good cat.
Speaking of, I'm currently house sitting. My cat's so scared.
Do you feel
did
anything?
Did you bring your cat over here?
Yeah, because the reason we're house sitting is to catch a mouse.
Oh.
But
and it's either Marcy or Bo has to get that mouse first.
Yeah. And
I mean, I could get a mouse for you.
I haven't seen any like
doo-doo.
Indications of a mouse
no
around.
No doo-doo, no cheese but, missing.
But, I mean, look, that's where it lives right there.
What?
In between the...
Oh, yeah. I see that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I see that. But, and there's a little tiny mouse door.
And it says...
knock on it.
He's got a recliner in there.
The Mouskowitz. but yeah, my cat is currently hiding downstairs because he's terrified at this place. I don't know if it means there's a ghost here. What do you think?
Do you feel anything?
No. I think it's quiet and
it's
nice.
It's a quiet, nice house.
It's a cool little house.
I think he smells that there's dogs here normally. And he is freaked out because he can smell... Mabel.
Oh, cute Mabel.
Mabel.
Yeah, I had a cat that lived with us for a minute when I had a roommate, and never in my life, I've lived there for 7 years, never in my life saw a mouse, and like that cat got a mouse. I was like, where?
Isn't that wild?
Where did you find this? And oh my gosh, have they been here the
whole
time?
Yeah, exactly. Do I have mice?
You're like,
fuck.
What have those little pieces of chocolate I've been finding and eating?
And tiny sprinkles that kind of taste like shit, but I didn't mind.
I was like, they're just old Jimmies.
do you... want to listen to?
Yes, I love ghosts.
We have time for a couple, I believe.
Oh, shit!
Okay, so I was already writing down a whole bunch of stories that I needed to tell you eventually because I've got all these ghost hunting stories that are going to creep you out. However, I was listening to this most recent episode where someone called in about a dream. And then you even requested at the end if you have any dreams about... things coming out of your elbows to let you know, and I was freaking out listening to that because I had a dream about a month or two ago that I woke up I felt so creeped out about it because it was like in the dream there was this wire that was coming out of my around my, the side of my elbow out of the bone there. And, you know, not the elbow, not the point there, but on the side, on the joint, it was just like coming out like a hard hair, you know, like a mole hair or something, it was a real thick hair, but it was a wire. And it, throughout the dream, you know, as time lapsed quickly through the dream and then the wire grew out, it started coiling. Like a tight spiral. I mean, it would always be straight out for about an inch or so from the elbow, but then it would start going out like a circular antenna sort of deal, and it would coil upward like a tight spring. And I remember getting wire clippers in the dream and clipping it, but it would keep coming out and start coiling again. I remember waking up just feeling so weird about that. It was just so strange and I didn't feel right, as you can imagine. But I had to let you know since that was such a strange. I didn't think anybody else would have something like that, and I actually kind of forgot about it until I heard someone else have something like that. But I don't have any scab or anything like she did. Checking now, I don't see anything, but man, what a strange dream. Anyway, I'll call back with the actual ghost stuff. I'll let you know about that, but I thought you'd be interested in knowing that there's other strange wire growth dreams going on out here. Ta-ta.
Ever living fuck was that?
His description of the spiraling was so intense.
Also, like, it made me laugh so hard because something about it was so funny to me. Like my throat hurts from laughing so hard because it was just like I felt as if I don't know, like we were just inside his head as he was thinking about it.
Yeah. Wow, just, I can't believe somebody else had a wire coming out of their elbow dream. Oh my God.
I don't even remember what he's talking about because my brain's bad.
Yeah, Marcy's brain is real bad.
It doesn't
bad brain
work.
Marcy.
Bad brain Marcy,
ooh,
we all call her.
Bad brain Marcy.
I'm trying to look up what elbow...
like what it means?
Yeah.
Look up like Jungian meanings. I feel like that always.
What is
like,
it?
Like Carl Jung, he like is a big like dream like therapist kind of.
But wasn't he always like just like in your dreams take note of what's happening and then you'll see it in your real life?
Yeah, and he also was like it represents parts of you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your animus.
Of him trying to cut it with the.
What would you do?
I want to know. Did it hurt?
I'm so curious.
Cutting a coiling.
It always weirds me out when I get hurt in dreams. Like, have you had that where you're like, oh, like, I've had it where I've like hurt my ankle or something and then I wake up
and you can
I'm
feel
fine.
It?
Like, and I can feel it.
Oh, that's wow. That's weird.
Yeah.
I have a lot of dreams where I'm running and like something's chasing me and I'm running, but I'm in slow motion.
Yuck.
And they're not.
Ew.
Yuck.
And I'm like,
ooh.
And organizing my closet. A lot of dreams.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's really
anxiety
scary.
Dreams.
I have anxiety dreams. Every night? Almost.
Yeah, I had a dream last night that I was supposed to go up and do stand-up, which I haven't done in like 7 years, at like a huge show, and I was not prepared, and I had the shits. And
oh
so like I was
God.
Waiting for them to call me up, and like I'd have to run and take a shit, and like I was like just listening from the bathroom.
Oh,
like,
oh my God.
That is really stressful.
That's so very stressful.
It was very stressful.
Shit.
A different kind of actor's nightmare.
Yes, true.
Yeah.
I have dreams about Disney's Emoji Blitz.
What's that?
What is that?
I'm just playing a game.
It's a game?
Yeah, where you clear lines of different Disney emojis. I dream about it now, guys.
Like Candy Crush, but Disney emojis.
But Disney emojis?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should we listen to another one?
Yeah.
I hope this is a very detailed emotional dream.
That was wild.
Yeah.
Have you heard about, though, like there is a woman who like swallowed like a piece of metal or something and then it came out like her elbow or something like years later came out. I feel maybe it's an urban legend, but I remember hearing
she
that.
She swallowed like, something and it came
or like her, some metal like
her buttholes on her arm.
Marcy! No! Her buttholes in her butt. Doy.
She has a second butthole on her.
her stomach doesn't connect
but like,
to her butthole.
She got like metal in her gum or something. And then it like.
Oh, it like traveled through her bloodstream.
Traveled through and then forced its way out of.
Isn't that the plot of that movie with Martin Short?
Uh-oh.
Interspace.
You know what? I think I've just been watching Interspace too much.
That's awful. I don't like it.
Isn't that nasty? Right. I had screws in my ankle that. Popped out.
They shot right out?
Close.
Whoa.
I had to get a second surgery. It was nasty.
Did the ankle fix, though?
Yeah, it's fine now.
Is your ankle magnetic?
Not anymore.
That would be so cool.
Wouldn't that be rad?
Yeah. Like, you can use those, like, letter magnets.
Some fashion magnets.
Yeah.
That's not a thing.
There like, used to be like earrings and stuff. Remember
right,
those?
But like I just mean people like doing subcutaneous like plates where you can just like what if you did like on your chest,
Marcy.
Like on your collarbone, like you implanted like a little piece of metal across and
Marcy.
That way you can just
hang your into something.
Go to Shark Tank, dude.
Do
think
it.
You got an idea.
All right. I'm not a surgeon. I'm not a designer. I'm not a metal worker.
But I just took a shit ton of mushrooms.
And I went to the desert. All right. Let's listen to another one.
Woo.
Hi, Betsy. Hi, Marcy. I am calling to share a story with you guys. And it takes place in the house that I live in, which was built somewhere between 1920 and 1930. I'm not too sure when, but somewhere in that span of time. So it's pretty old, I guess. And here's what happened. So this takes place in October of last year, right around the 22nd or so. So about a week before Halloween. And it takes place, the first story takes place in my bathroom. So really fast, here's the layout of the bathroom. You open the door, and if you look into the bathroom directly in front of you, you can see the sink. There's a mirror on the wall above the sink. And to your right is the bathtub slash shower. And behind the bathtub, to the right of the sink, is the toilet. So if you're sitting on the toilet, in looking ahead of you, there's shelves, and that's the back of the shower. You can't see the door when you're sitting on the toilet unless you, like, lean to the side, to the right, then you can see it. So I walked into the bathroom and closed the door behind me, and it has a latch. It doesn't lock with a handle. It's an old glass antique handle, so no lock on it. It's a simple latch. I latched the door like I always do, and I walked in. I used the bathroom, and then I went to the sink. So when I was standing at the sink, I'm washing my hands. I'm looking into the mirror, and behind me I can see the door. And as I am washing my hands, I watch the hook pop off, and then the door open slowly. I'd been living in the house for over a year at that point, and I had never had anything like that happen. So I try to be really logical in a situation like this and not just like scream ghost, because that's what I would want to do. I couldn't think of any way or reason why the door opened, the latch opened like that. Humidity, all of that stuff is an ongoing thing where I live, and wood expands and contracts. But once again, living there a year, never had that happen. So I was pretty convinced it felt like something other than just like a logical reason. It felt paranormal. So the next day, the next morning, that story happened in the morning too, by the way. I went to the bathroom, locked the door. I sat down on the toilet. I'm peeing and I hear the latch pop up. So I like lean to the right as the door is opening again. And it was just like so crazy. I didn't feel anything weird after, like there wasn't like the room got cold or anything like that. But to have it happen 2 days in a row was really wacky. It has not happened since. I don't know what it could have been. I don't know if it was maybe around Halloween and maybe there's more things passing through and it was just something kind of like going through the house. I don't know. It was wacky. And so I'm going to tell one more story that's happened in the house and then I'll let you guys go. So the other story that I have is in the house, there is a staircase that goes down and there's the door at the bottom of the staircase, but we don't use it. We use another door in the house. So that like downstairs staircase, we have cats, we have our cat litter down there, and that's where we, you know, keep all that stuff. There's no light down there. And so we have a little like battery operated lantern that we use when we go to clean the cat litter out. So this happens in March. So I guess this is about a little bit after the bathroom situation happened. And I went, we keep the lantern in the kitchen on this like metal work table in the middle of the kitchen. So I grab the lantern, grab all my cat litter situation stuff. And I sit down at the first litter box, try to turn the light on. The light doesn't go on. I was like, okay, well, maybe the battery died, whatever. Go back upstairs, try and turn it on again. Doesn't work. Open the bottom of the lantern and the batteries are gone. The last time that I used this lantern was the night before when I did the litter. So I'm like, what the fuck? This is weird. I look at the work table and the batteries are just sitting there. And the crazy thing was the mechanism was closed up. Like the batteries were removed and then the bottom was screwed back in to make it look like there were batteries in there. No explanation as to how that happened. I asked my husband, who swears that he didn't do it, and he totally doesn't believe in the paranormal at all. So he'd be the first person to be like, well, probably I did it, or, you know, try to figure out a logical explanation. Doesn't have one. It was weird. I don't know why they wanted to take the batteries out. But that's all that's happened in the house so far. So I will certainly call back if anything else happens. And I do have a lot of other stories in other houses that I've lived in and in the business that I own, which is a restaurant, in a historic building. So I will call back. I love you guys. Thank you so much for creating this podcast. And if you're a new listener and you're listening right now, guys, rate, review, subscribe, tell your friends. We can't let this shit go off the air. Okay. Love you guys. Thanks.
Shit, what kind of food is that?
Yeah, what restaurant?
Wow.
Tell us a story about your favorite dish you make at that restaurant and we will come. Holy shit.
Wow.
Spooky, dude.
That is spooky.
That's so goddamn scary. Okay. Bathroom, ghosts in bathrooms, fuck off.
No, it's
and it happens all the time.
In bathroom.
I think it's because like water is like a vortex or something. Like at the, in the Queen Mary, they say the pool is where the most activity is because that's where like the drain is.
Ew. God.
So was she at a family barbecue? And just snuck
it
off.
It did sound like a party. Right there. I like
she was
it.
At a full-on block party. She's like, I have a phone call to make.
Yeah, she's like sitting in a park.
God.
Yeah, no. That's bananas.
That is so spooky. And that stare,
Also, do your cats just live in the dark like little mole people?
Yeah, they come up and they're like, we did it.
I mean, cats don't give a shit about anything.
They
right?
don't see anything.
Oh, my God. And staircases and multiple stories and houses.
Horrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mom has a friend who like has like a third story that they turned into like her parents' living area.
Oh, shit.
And when they were redoing it, they were doing all the cabinets or whatever, and the worker came downstairs screaming because he was like, oh, there's a good man, there's a man up there.
What?
And she was like, well, I'm sorry, I'm sure it's fine, and walked back up. And then like on the way up in the hallway, he saw a picture of her dad, of her grandpa, I can't remember which one. And he was like, that man is standing in the living room. And he was just standing there.
And that man was dead.
Was dead and had died in that kitchen that we were pulling out.
Fuck.
Oh my God.
Good God. Stairs, man.
Stairs. Gotta live on a ranch
scary,
style
dude.
Home.
I want one a level. Ranch style home full of windows.
Stairs,
so that a real life scary thing right? could happen to me. Oh my God. Ooh. And a ghost being like, I'm gonna screw it back in.
Yeah, that's at first I was like, maybe the latch just came off. Yeah. But when she said screw, I was like, oh no.
Things like the bathroom thing, I was like, okay, maybe once, but twice. Like,
and back to back.
And then the battery, like
Did you guys ever used to, when you were a kid, do the Bloody Mary thing in
yes.
the bathroom?
Oh, yeah, we did it in Austin.
I used to do it all the time.
We
my sister
drunk.
Would always punch me right. before I would get to like
She'd
the third one.
Punch
She'd be like, no!
Stop!
She was saving
Wait,
your life.
How did we not do it right?
Because only one person's supposed to go at a time.
Oh.
We're supposed to have candles. We had our phones. We had...
Yeah, we were a little drunk in
Austin.
We're
like, drunk.
Let's do Bloody Mary.
Honestly, we were too scared.
I was
it is
horrified.
Very. I wanted to do it a lot as a kid, but we never. I would never go it alone.
No.
What if just like it's like when you guys leave, the sun goes down. I just all go into every bathroom in this house and just start doing Bloody Mary.
Record it,
and maybe the mouse will come out and run away.
My cat. My cat's gonna kill himself. He's so scared.
Oh.
He hasn't gone to the bathroom since we've been here.
No way, really?
He won't go near the litter box.
Give him
box.
Some tuna juice.
That's bad.
I think he's just holding it.
That's bad.
I know.
Give him some tuna juice.
Where'd
with
you put
oil.
The litter
it'll
box?
Slip right out.
Right here.
At the bottom of very scary stairs.
I put it surrounded with knives. Where else do you put litter boxes?
Surrounded with knives.
I tried to like put him in it so he knows what it is, and he like splayed out and like scratched me all the fuck up.
Oh no.
He was too scared.
Did you show him how to use it?
I shouldn't have.
Yeah, did you cover it up though? Did you like
I said,
do
see?
It?
And did then I licked my
it?
Own butthole. I did all the things a cat moms do.
Licked your own butthole.
That is impressive.
Oh my God.
How do you go from the front or behind?
I go from behind. I have a giraffe body.
Oh my!
Throw my neck around.
That was a good story.
That was a good story.
Yeah,
I will say the hair one. Was,
that blew your mind.
It was. It made me laugh so hard because I just
crying.
One because like his voice was so like intense, and it was like so funny to hear like just a very like emotional detailed recounting of like a dream that fucked him up, and it, something about it was so earnest, and I loved it.
Yeah,
he was like, I'm sure you can tell him upset about it.
I was like crying, laughing. Being like, that's funny.
We gotta figure out what that means.
What does it mean when you have a weird wire coming out of your elbow?
Yeah, and in real life. Are you a robot?
Are you a robot? It means you're just a black swan.
Yeah.
Black swan.
Or maybe your bones are fibrous wires.
Whoa.
So you're
cool.
like a bot.
Yes.
Cool.
Oh, yes. Maybe you're just like a very cheap mannequin.
Oh, cool.
Your head falls off.
Yeah. Oh.
Very cool.
Yellow ribbon.
Yeah. Oh,
my God. That fucked me up. That,
me too.
Think that originated? The lady with the yellow ribbon tied around her neck.
From a true story.
I think it was
from
a story.
From a definite true story.
I feel like.
Or I bet a weird lady wore a yellow ribbon. People were like, why is she always wearing that ribbon? And somebody's like, oh,
she's
to keep her head
weird.
On.
She's so fucking
to
weird.
Keep her head on. And then that rumor spread.
Yep. And she was like the weird lady that never married. And they were like, yeah. She's not married. She must be a
she
weirdo.
She must be hysterical and sick.
Yeah. Sure, her head doesn't stay on. That's why no one wants to marry her.
That's why.
I actually have something really quick. I want to do a little update. We never do these.
Oh my
Hold
God,
on one
we
second.
Never
Ooh,
do
I
these.
Love I'm getting up for
bridges.
So, Bunnyman Bridge. Have you ever heard of this, Marie? Mm-hmm. So we, an opening we did a few weeks ago, was about Bunnyman Bridge and the lore of like a man dressed in Bunnyman's outfit with a hatchet who would like attack
like
people.
A bunny, like an Easter bunny.
Yes.
Isn't that nasty?
Really freaky
Spooky
shit.
Spooky man.
So
I don't like that.
So we have and we never do this stuff. So this is really fun. So we have an update or a listener email.
Ooh.
Marcy Betsy. I have a Bunnyman story.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I grew up in Fairfax County, Virginia.
Oh, yeah. That's where a lot of shit happens.
Yeah. And man. Always heard stories about the Bunnyman and his bridge. My uncle was a Fairfax County fireman and always warned us against going to the bridge. Over the years, he had scraped a number of bodies off the train tracks that ran across the top of the bridge. Bodies of teens who had come from all over Northern Virginia to hunt for the Bunnyman on Halloween night. That certainly didn't stop us. In fact, my older brother, Ryan, was so obsessed with the Bunnyman legend that our grandma got him a Bunnyman t-shirt for Christmas one year. How embarrassing.
Grandma, that's pretty rad.
I also
grandma.
Like that she's like, ugh, mortifying. Anyway, one night, despite my fireman uncle's warnings, Ryan and his friends took a video camera and went to the bridge. The next morning, he woke me up, video camera in hand, and said, Sarah, you gotta see this. He proceeded to show me footage from the night before, which included him and his idiot friends driving slowly under the bridge, capturing what looked like an orb or two. Eek! Honestly, it looked legit, but being the 15-year-old asshole of a little sister, I insisted that they only captured some flecks of dust. Ryan wasn't fazed by my assholery and stood by his legitimacy of orb footage. Fast forward a few weeks, Ryan had promised to take me to the Fairfax County Fair. Sugar Ray was playing.
Yes.
Everybody.
Is that theirs?
Yeah.
It was my four-post bed.
But man.
It was shaping up to be dope as heck.
Dope as hell yeah.
Bunnyman Bridge was only a couple miles away from the fairgrounds.
Whoa.
So Ryan suggested that we go check the bridge out before Sugar Ray come on. Came on. I thought to myself, how scary could this bridge be? It's in the middle of the afternoon. So I agreed to go. Ryan and I are having a great time, blasting Bleak 182, windows rolled down, letting in the early summer sunshine. As soon as we turned into the road where the bridge was, he turned off the music and rolled the windows up. What the fuck? The short drive to the bridge was quiet and ominous. Just around the bend, it was ahead of us. Even if you don't know this was the site of the supposed murdered mutilation haunting, the bridge is unsettling as freaking fuck. Of course, being my idiot brother trying to scare me, he drove slowly under the bridge, rolled down the windows, and shouted, Bunnyman, 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 what a dick. I shut my eyes tight until we got through the other side. The only problem with driving through a bridge tunnel is sooner or later you have to drive through it again. When we turned around and went back through the Bunnyman Bridge, Ryan stopped inside so that I could see all the things people had drawn on the walls, like a bunny with an axe through his head. Nothing supernatural happened, of course, but it still gives me chills thinking about it, even 15 years later, and shit still happens at Bunnyman Bridge. They even found a body at the bridge earlier this year. That's all to say, I was so excited to hear you guys talk about the legend of Bunny Man and wanted to share my personal experience of Bunny Man. Love the podcast and keep up the great work. Happy Halloween.
Oh, that sounds spooky.
Sarah, I go there. Thank you.
And also, how was Sugar Ray?
Everyone knows.
I bet they were so good. My sister used to live in Fairfax, and I had no clue.
That and Charleston. They're like really big.
Savannah too. I mean, like, everything is scary.
Everywhere in the South where it was all messed up.
South, East Coast, everywhere is spooky.
Haunted as fuck.
Everywhere. You can't write up you.
Can't get away from it.
Marie, this has been
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Where should the people find you?
Oh my gosh. Well, if you walk in the door at UCB, you'll see my face.
That's true.
I'm doing storytelling at the Story Slams around town, so come check it out.
Yeah. She's a wild one. I bet she's got some crazy stories.
Oh my God.
You know it.
Thank you, Marie.
Bye. Thanks, guys.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for listening to A Funny Feeling.
If you have a paranormal experience that you would like to share, please send us a voice memo, or you can email us just a letter at funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com. I'm Marcy.
I'm Betsy. And don't shit your pants.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.